The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, has ruled that appearance of businessman Alfred Agbeshi-Woyomi before the committee in connection with the payment of 51 million Ghana cedis judgment debt will not prejudice the case in court. Mr. Kandapa's ruling follows reservations Mr. Woyomi's lawyers raised as he appeared before the committee for the first time. The lawyer, Osafo Buabin, told the Public Accounts Committee that since the matter was in court, discussing it will be sub judice. But after over an hour of debate between the members of the Public Accounts Committee, the chairman decided to continue the hearing on a date yet to be set.
Mr. Chairman, we are of the view that the issues or matters that are going to be deliberated upon are the same issues that are pending before one, the criminal court, that's the High Court Criminal Division. There's one pending before the Civil Division, another leg of the matter in the Court of Appeal, and finally in the Supreme Court. And therefore, the issues are sub judice. So once they are sub judice, we would not be willing to take part in the deliberations. The second point, which is fundamental, is that there is evidence that at a point in time, the cabinet of the previous government truncated the bid process involving Mr. Woyomi. Whether it was lawful or otherwise, we are yet to know. Of course, it's yet to be decided by the court. But Mr. Chairman happens to be a member of that cabinet. Mr. Hartman Usajiman also happens to be a member of that cabinet. And therefore, we're saying that there is a real likelihood of bias on the part of both Mr. Chairman and Mr. Hartman Usajiman.
The Attorney General's Department also refused to comment on the issue, citing contempt of court as his reason. The Attorney General was represented by the Deputy Attorney General, Anthony Jambibi. Members of the committee were divided over whether to continue hearing the matter or halt it, as it is before a court. While the majority cited the Ghana at 50 hearing as a precedent, the minority said hearing the case at the Public Accounts Committee will not affect it in any way. But Chairman of the Committee, Albert Kandapa, maintained that the work of the committee is a constitutional obligation under Article 187 of the Constitution. Therefore, it cannot be restricted by any subsidiary legislation. He ruled that Mr. Woyomi appear before the committee to answer questions on a date yet to be set.